9. The Parish Church of San Matteo Apostolo e del Sacro Cuore. The construction of the new church began in 1937, based on a design by the engineer Fornoni. The work was entrusted to the local Sant'Alberto Cooperative, and overcoming obstacles and inconveniences lasted until 1953. Spurred on by the parish priest, Don Pietro Forzanigo, the entire population contributed to its construction, both by actively working on the construction site and by contributing financially. The stones obtained from the surrounding mountains were transported to the construction site with carts, the means available to the community at the time. The same was done with the sand excavated from the Serio riverbed, which was put in bags and carried by children and adults. The work was financed almost entirely by the population, with considerable contributions also deducted from the paychecks of the workers from the Festi Rasini manufactory. The enormous building, constructed from carved stone, is strikingly imposing despite lacking a bell tower. It stands 30 meters away from the old parish church. It was consecrated on the 22nd of August 1953 by the Bishop of Imola, Monsignor Benigno Carrara. The following day, 23rd of August, on the 50th anniversary of the transfer of the body of Blessed Alberto, the then Patriarch of Venice, Cardinal Roncalli, the future Pope John XXIII, visited the church. It was dedicated to St. Matthew and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Inside, the church has a Latin cross layout with three altars. The main one, dedicated to St. Matthew the Apostle, is the work of Costante Cotta. The one on the right is dedicated to the Mother of God. And the one on the left, in variegated red marble and alabaster, is dedicated to Blessed Alberto and designed by Fornoni. A reliquary preserves the remains of Blessed Alberto. The canvases by Domenico Carpinoni, a native of Clusone, created in 1600 and transferred from the sanctuary to the new church, are noteworthy and of fine workmanship. They depict the Madonna of the Rosary with Saints Dominic and Catherine, and Saints Roche, Defendens, and Sebastian. All around the central nave we find paintings of the Stations of the Cross by Manini, 1956. The tabernacle was made by the School of Blessed Angelico. Among the various works completed for the church, the following are worthy of mention: the sound-absorbing material on the walls, the Sardinian granite floor, the reconstruction of the presbytery, the bronze statue of the Madonna by the sculptor Elia Ayolfi, the embossed silver works for the relic of the Blessed Alberto by the sculptor Nani, and the silver tabernacle door by Eugenio Latuada. Having left the church, we invite you to head back to the square with the town hall where you started, while admiring the frescoes that decorate some of the buildings. Welcome back. From the Piazza del Comune, we invite you to take your own vehicle to Festi Rasini, near the public park where you can find parking, before continuing the guided tour. You can now pause the audio guide.